Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew's off today. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him. Jenna Barr here also joining me to fill in. It takes two of us to replace him. And of course, Candy and David as well. Join us right now on our News Radio 92.3 hotline is Public Information Officer Mike Wood for Pensacola Police Department. Mike, thanks for joining us here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, good morning. You got a big crew in here this morning.
Got a big crew. Need a whole lot of support. So keep the train on the tracks right here. Mike, what do we got going on this week that we need to know about, let the public know about?
You know, there's not a whole lot that's been happening in the city, which is a great thing to be able to say. I know it's not good for radio and conversation, but not a whole lot's been going on with us. So, we're hoping for many more like that. We want to touch on the conversation that you were talking about a little bit ago about being prepared for hurricanes. And we have a list, if you want to, which we suggest that you do, to get out when it's time to get out. But you can put yourself, your business, your home on a list. And we will go check on your property as soon as time allows after a storm passes. And that's going to take away a little bit of the anxiety of leaving Pensacola with something like that. So if you live in the city limits, you can call down today to the desk sergeant's office and get your home, your business put on that list.
Oh, excellent. That's very good news right there on that. And then when it comes to that, what if we have maybe elderly family or something who's not able to get out of town if a hurricane's on its way or something like that, is there something we're able to do with the police department that way as well?
Yeah, we're going to check on them, but there's I would check with the county and the state on transportation options for folks like that, because that's something that has to be taken care of as well.
One of the big crime stories that happened, of course, this past week that's on a lot of people's mind is the situation, the shooting in Home Depot. I understand is that a county that took over that case, or is that Pensacola Police Department?
And that happened in Escambia County, but as close as it is to the city, and it's just like the horrible incident happened at Pensacola NAS. When something like that comes out, everybody's going to come running, and all agencies around came to assist Sheriff Simmons and his department up there, and we were able to, the individual turned himself in to PPD officers near the Mellow Mushroom of the AMC Theater on Bayou. So we're going to offer everything that we have to the Sheriff's Department anytime they need it, and that day was a good example of that.
Yeah. And then I was getting reports, in Baldwin County, that there's been a number of car break-ins and things like that. Are we seeing stuff like that happening here in Pensacola area?
So that sort of thing usually spikes when school is out. It hasn't been a big deal so far since school's been back in or out this summer. I mean, we had a rash of it around the north end and some apartment complexes in the early part of the summer break, but so far, so good. But, you know, every opportunity that law enforcement has, they're going to tell you to please lock those cars, because a lot of times the guns that we recover on the street that are stolen were ultimately stolen from vehicles that had doors locked. So it's, you know, we say it till we're blue in the face, and we're going to keep on, because if we can just get one person to start doing that tonight, then we've done our job. We
yeah.
just do it one person at a time.
I remember when I found that out, it blew my mind that, I watch too many movies, and so when I hear about somebody buying guns off the street, I'm thinking they're going to somebody's garage, and he's got a false wall, and he removes the false wall, and it's a rack full of all these beautiful firearms, and you go, I want that one. And,
like on
you know,
Men in Black?
Exactly. Like that's in my mind, that's how people buy guns off the street. And then I found out that if somebody says, I want a gun, they go, give us about a week. And then they just start going in and checking cars and see what cars are unlocked and seeing if there's a gun in there, and then they find one and they go, okay, I'll sell this one to you for this much. I was like, what? That's how they're found? I had no idea. So thanks for that reminder, Mike. I appreciate it. Mike Wood, Public Information Officer of Pensacola Police Department, thanks for joining us here on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you.
There you go. So